time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Wendy Osborne. She is with Tabitha's Way, and Tabitha's Way is a food pantry up in the Utah County area, and they are up for a pretty big grant. We're going to talk about what Tabitha's Way does and, you know, how it affects the people here in Carbon and Emery counties, and then we're going to talk about this grant and how you can help them achieve and their goal and get that grant. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave, for the invitation. I sure enjoy the opportunity.
Anytime. This is interesting information that people need to know about. So let's start talking about Tabitha's Way. And how long has Tabitha's Way been really in existence?
Tabitha's Way actually started in June of 2010, right in Spanish Fork, Utah. And in 2016, we opened up a second food pantry in American Fork.
And was there really a Tabitha, or where does the idea behind the name come from?
Great question. So the name Tabitha's Way came from actually a scripture in the book of Acts, and it is Acts 9:36-42 is a story about a woman named Tabitha who provided food and clothing for people in need in her community. And I was meditating on that scripture, and God just put on my heart to start a food pantry. And so here we are 11 years later.
and that's where it all started from. So the rest is, as they say, the rest is history.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Great history.
So what kind of things do you guys do at Tabitha's Way?
Great question. So Tabitha's Way local food pantries, of course, provide food assistance for families in need. Our goal is to help families and individuals through tough times by providing temporary food assistance, recommendations for that point individuals to self-reliance to help them get out of their tough times, and then also neighbors helping neighbors, which is a concept of a community-supported pantry, an organization or community of individuals who are really tasked with fighting food insecurity in the community and making sure that families and children have sufficient food for their needs.
And I guess one of the questions is, where do you guys get most of your donations from? You had said that, you know, you can make cash donations to Tabitha's Way, but most of your food donations and things like that, where are you guys getting those at?
So most of our food donations come from food drives, local donors, individuals who donate food, whether they have extra food in their pantry that they're not utilizing, or maybe when they go out in the grocery store, they buy some extra food and they drop it off to a pantry. So food drives, and then grocery rescue. We actually go out to, we have 26 local stores that we go out and pick up food from that's perfectly good for people to eat. And we bring it back to our pantries, and we distribute that. We also get USDA Foods, which is their federal program. And we also purchase a lot of food. We purchase eggs, milk, cheese, produce items, meat items as well, so people have a balanced nutritional meal or food offering that we provide to them.
So when it comes to going out and buying, you said that people can make cash donations. You are a 501c3. So how do people do that? Is it your website? Is there a place? Can they go to like a local bank? Things like that. How do they do that if they want to make a cash donation?
Yes. The fastest way to donate to our organization is if you go to our website, which is tabithasway.org/donate. And we have two pantry locations, so you can donate to the pantry closest to you, and you can just donate online. That's probably the fastest way to contribute to our food pantry. Or you're welcome to also donate through the mail. You can send us a check through the mail. Our address is on the website as well. So again, www.tabithasway.org/donate, and it'll have our address information on that website as well, that page. So one of those two ways is probably the best way to donate.
So let's take a moment now and let's talk about this grant. And it's a really big deal. It really is. I believe that you're only one of two food pantries. Is it in the state of Utah that have been nominated?
That is correct. Yes, one of two, and one of six finalists for a region, which is Colorado west to the west coast.
And this is a grant that is given by Chick-fil-A, and I'm going to let you speak to it and let people know really what's up for grabs here and what's at stake.
Oh, great. Thank you. So, yes, Tabitha's Way was nominated as one of the six finalists for the True Inspiration Award through Chick-fil-A. This award has a significant meaning to our pantries because what's up for grabs is essentially the financial contribution, which could equate to anywhere from 250,000 to 750,000 meals in our food pantries. As our food pantries, our cost per meal is 20 cents. So 50,000 is 250,000 meals, and 150,000 is 750,000 meals for local families in need. So we are very excited about this award and this opportunity to take part in it. Now, part of the award process is a voting process, and so you can vote for our food pantry. Voting starts September 4th and goes through September 25th. Voting is done on the Chick-fil-A app, and even though it's on the Chick-fil-A app, there's no purchase necessary, but you can only vote once, and so that's really important to know. So basically how to vote is you would sign into your Chick-fil-A One account on the app or create one. You would then select rewards at the bottom of the screen, then select news at the top left of the screen, click vote now, and then select your region, and then vote, hopefully, for Travis's Bay.
And I guess the one question that you and I both talked about as well is you guys are based in Utah County. So how does your organization winning this award really pertain to Carbon and Emery counties?
Yeah, great. Again, wonderful question. Thank you so much for giving that update. Although Tabitha's Bay is located in Utah County, our South Pantry actually has been providing services to Juab, Carbon, Emery, and Tintic counties as well. We've been providing food deliveries to local pantries in your area. We've done things such as backpacks, coats, and holiday meals through local organizations and schools in your area, specifically targeting those who are in need in your community. And so there is a benefit for those additional outlying counties, even though we're not quite in your neighborhood, we are not too far and also there to help you guys as well.
All right. So really, a vote for Tabitha's Way is really a vote for helping out the food pantries in Carbon and Emery counties and Juab and all that as well.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So get out and vote. Once again, I'm going to let you give the particulars. It's on the Chick-fil-A app, you said?
Yes, on the Chick-fil-A app.
Mm-hmm. So you go on there and you sign into your account. And you find, is it the rewards tab? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rewards tab on the bottom of the screen. Then select news at the top left of the screen. Then click vote now. And then it'll ask you to select your region, which our region is the West region. And then it'll populate all the different organizations from Colorado to California that are nominated. And Tabitha's Way Local Food Pantry is listed there.
All right. Wendy Osborne, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. You guys are doing great work up there, and let's see if we can get you over the top and get you that grant from Chick-fil-A.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. Now, we've been speaking with Wendy Osborne of Tabitha's Way Food Pantry up in Utah County. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.